Okay, this is Perk. Hey, and helpless mom room. We're switching gears now into the prohibition of cursing and hitting one's parents. Salah Allah. Makala of Imam Niskal. So someone who curses out his parents, his mother and father, gets skila, gets stoned, shnemar of Aviv Imo Kila Damabo. Becha Makala v'chayen, Olacha Misasan. Doesn't matter if he curses them when they're alive or dead. Harizan Niskal, he gets skila. Zarachin he need witnesses and to be warned. Kishra Kum Misa Fazin, like any other case of capital punishment. Vechadish Vechadisha. Doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. Vechena Tumtum Androgynos. And the Isra includes both someone whose sexual what do you call it, whose genitalia haven't been identified, or someone who has both. As long as they are adults who therefore are able to be punished. You're not obligated to get this punishment of skila until you use one of God's unique names, curse them out. But if you go ahead and curse them out with one of God's like secondary or quote unquote nicknames. A patamina, so then you are exempt from skila. But in such a case, you get malchus as if, because we treat it as if you cursed someone else, which you normally get malchus for. So too, if a person curses out his paternal or maternal grandparents, that's like cursing out any other Jew. So where do we see the warning that you can't curse your parents? All right. Onesh shamanu beperish, right? So we know the punishment is clear. Aval azhara, the warning for it. It's really underneath the category of do not curse out a deaf mute. So we know you can't curse out any man, any person from the Jewish people, and that includes your father since he is Jewish. If someone kills his father, excuse me, hits his father or mother, so he gets executed by strangulation. You need witnesses and to be warned, like any other case of capital punishment. Doesn't matter if it's a man or woman or someone who can't identify their genitalia or has both, until as long as they're the age that they can get capital punishment. You're not chayv in strangulation, until an actual wound is formed. If you hit them without a wound, it's like hitting any other Jew. But if you hit them after, meaning your parents, after they pass away, then you're exempt from the punishment. If someone hits his father on the ear and makes him go deaf, he is chayav in capital punishment. It's impossible to become deaf without some sort of internal wound. What happened? A little bit of blood came out in the inner ear, and that's what caused him to go deaf. A make is done aviv if someone does bloodletting for his father or shahaya rofe, or let's say he is a doctor or aver, and let's say he cuts off a limb or some skin, some flesh, pater, he's exempt. So even though this guy is the son is pater, he really ideally shouldn't do this. So the hotzi solom mibasar aviv, what do you call it? He shouldn't even remove like a thorn from his parents. Lo yotzi shema yaseh hura, because maybe if he does. Like a large splinter, he'll end up causing a wound. So there's someone else to do it. But if there's no one else to do it, elahu, other than him, very heen mitstarin, and they are, let's say, in pain, so then he can do bloodletting, he can do amputation, whatever the his diagnosis leads him to do. Where's the source to warn us that you can't hit your father? The punishment we know, the warning we don't. But the warning to not, you can't hit any other Jew, your parents fit underneath that category. Look at this. So someone who's a shisuki, so he is on the hook for, what do you call it, cursing or hitting his mother, but not for his father. Even if his mother is questioned, and she says, Ben Ploni who, what do you call it, he is the son of this guy, in an iskal, he's not stoned or strangulated based on her testimony. But a person who is born as the son of a maidservant or from a non-Jew, he's not on the hook for this, whether not for his mother or father. So to a convert, okay, even if he was born outside of being a Jew, even if he was born, so to speak, within the faith, he's still not obligated, he's not to be punished for hitting his father or cursing him. So just like the ger, what do you call it? Just like this person is not obligated to be punished for his father, so to on his mother. Makala as anything he's obligated for his father, down the hook for his mother. And that which is not obligated for the father will not be for the mother. A ger, when it comes to a convert, so he can't curse his non-Jewish father and put him down. So they won't say, they'll say we came from a higher level of Kedusha to a lower level, because that is degrading his father. Rather, give him a little bit of honor. When it comes to the servant, he has no connection to his natural parents. His father, as if he's not his father at all. Even in a case where he is free. Let's say someone's parents are evil people who commit sins. Afil nigmar dinan lahariga, even if what do you call it? They're sentenced to death. Vehem yosim laharog, and they're going out to be killed. Also, akosim kolam, you still can't hit them or curse them down. Kilo ochaval, but if you did curse them down or hurt them, pata, you are exempt. Vimasu if they did repent, if they repented, harizachayev, he's on the hook. Venerag alayan, and he would get killed for doing this, you know, cursing them, for instance. Even though they're going out to get killed. Medvar Morim, Bivno. This applies to what do you call it? The convicted people's son. But if someone else comes, Vikao, unless he hits them, Akilo, or curses down Achashne, what do you know after their verdict is given? Even if they do repentance after that, Hariza Patra, he's exempt. Because this person's about to get executed. However, if he embarrasses him, Chai Biknas, Amavayev, she would actually have to pay a monetary fine. Or embarrassing the person. Right? Let's say, what do you call it? The person's father, mother is over in Isser, that you get machlis for him, and he is like the, he works in the courts, meaning, let's say his job is to do lashes, he shouldn't hit them. If they're obligated to be put in excommunication, he can't be the messenger to do that. Can't, what do you call it, push them, levazes them, or denigrate them, and as a messenger of court, even if they're deserving of it, and they haven't done repentance. In all these cases, the son can never serve as an agent of the court to hit them or curse them out, except in the case of enticing others to do avodah zarah. The Torah says, you can't have any pity on them, you can't cover up their deeds. No, so anyone who's obligated to take an oath to his kid, so we've seen that he never, what do you call it? He's never obligated to take an oath in such a case that involves a curse. Because that will lead to cursing his father. Rather, he can make him take a shua that has no curse in it. A father that kills his son, not one of his brothers, not the Gol Adam, can become the Gol Adam, meaning that which is the vengeance of death. Law Akav, Law Akala, doesn't matter if it's for hitting or for cursing, Pilvad, Hikpida Torah, Ela Afal Bizon. The Torah even includes denigration. Shakomavaza of Imo, if someone who denigrates his parents, Afilu Bizvarim, even with words, Afilu Bermiza, even in a hinted way, Ariza Aru Piagvora, he's considered what they call cursed before God, Shinema Aru Makla of Imo. Rayomer, Ayin Tilag of the Tabos Likas Aim. And for such a person, the court has the right to go ahead and give them lashes and to punish them in any way they see fit. And that's Parak A, and we'll continue with Parak Vav next time.